From the Stereo to Your Screen, a short podcast talking movie music videos. On this episode, we're running down I Love It Loud by Funk Junkies from 1995's Tommy Boy. Every once in a while, trolling a family member can yield positive results. My Uncle Brad is a huge Kiss fan. Coffee mugs, t-shirts, toys, albums in every conceivable format, you name it, he probably has at least considered purchasing it. He's probably got money socked away for a Kiss casket when he dies. He married my Aunt PJ on Halloween, and he wore Gene Simmons face paint. Huge fan, right? So he posted this the other day. It's a picture of Jesus, and it says, "Really? I gave you Kiss, and some of you still listen to rap?" It brought to mind the fact that once upon a time, rap rock act Funk Junkies had covered Kiss's I Love It Loud. I posted the video for it as a response, adding, "But you can have both." He states in response, "That's quite possibly the worst thing I've ever heard," which is, of course, probably true, but definitely a reminder that no matter how much you dislike something, in his case, pretty much all rap, things can always get worse.
Turn it up in your headphones, kick back again, real stoned. Imagine that you're sitting in the middle.
This is a roundabout way of my discovering that the Funk Junkies cover had been on the Tommy Boy soundtrack. The video is not only loaded with clips from the film, but Chris Farley is on stage thrashing around with the band. The movie's full of pretty memorable musical moments, the car sing-along most notably, but I'd pretty much spaced on this particular John. Turns out there's a reason for this, as it can just barely be heard in the background of one of the opening scenes, you know, where Chris Farley crashes through the table. So why this as your music video? I'm guessing because looking at the soundtrack listing, using soul coughing to sell your road trip comedy with two college bros might not be the best idea. Circa 1995, though, a rap-rock hybrid that kind of builds off the budding genre that Korn's currently destroying keggers with left and right? Killer.
Funk Junkies are in the house! Rock shocking and turning it out! We're gonna break loose the deuce.
Listening to this after the better part of 20 years made me go check to see if Funk Junkies have ever played a gathering of the Juggalos, though, because this sounds exactly what kids and Jinkos and Meth Mouth would still be listening to these days. It seems they were originally supposed to play the first one, but didn't, but have toured with Insane Clown Posse, and I am absolutely sure that looking this up will skew my Google and Facebook ads for the next week and a half. Seriously though, as weird as a rap rock cover of Kiss is, it's pretty much the sort of thing you'd expect. Big Dumb meets Big Dumb, and it gets stupid. Fair enough. But you know what else is on the Tommy Boy soundtrack? Goo Goo Dolls covering a track off the Damn's Black album, Wait for the Blackout. And it's not bad. Fucking weird. And really, what I took away from watching I Love It Loud a half dozen times in a row is this. Farley gets compared to John Belushi pretty often, and I can't help but feel sorry for him. Belushi got to hang with Fear. Farley gets this. Poor dude. Please hit up the website and click on the Give Us Money button to help pay for web hosting and long distance fees. And remember to leave us a review on iTunes. You can find us online on Twitter and Facebook at From Inspired Pod, and the website can be found at fromandinspiredby.com. We'll be back next week with a new episode of From and Inspired By, talking with Portland's Federale about their music in the films of Lily Amirpour, including the recent film The Bad Batch.
Oh, what a-